do have a video this morning, which is our scripture reading. For those who are taking notes and would like to know, our reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 41. But because it's 41 verses, I was very kind. And I'm not going to read them all to you. We're going to watch a video of it instead.
Stories of the Bible. Jesus heals a man born blind. This is Jesus.
Heyo!
Who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. While Jesus was on earth, he taught everyone about God's love. He did many miracles and healed people of their sickness.
Oh, hey everyone!
One day, Jesus was walking with his disciples and he saw a man who was born blind.
Hey, Jesus!
His disciples wondered whose fault it was. That this man was blind, Jesus told them it was not because anyone sinned, but rather it was because the power of God could be shown through this man's life. Then Jesus spit on the ground and made mud. He spread the mud over the blind man's eyes and told him, "Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and did as Jesus said, and he could see.
Wow!
The man's neighbors and others who knew him as the blind man wondered if this was the same man.
Is that the same guy?
No way.
They said, "No, he just looks like him."
Right.
No, it can't be.
But the blind man kept saying, "Yes, it's me." So the people asked, "Who healed you? What happened?" And the man told them all that Jesus had done for him.
Ew, that's what happened.
The people asked, "Where is Jesus now?" But the man didn't know.
Come on, you.
So the people took the man to the Pharisees because it was the Sabbath, the day of rest, and they thought Jesus shouldn't have made mud and healed the man on the Sabbath. The Pharisees asked the man so many questions.
What's going on?
And he answered them, "I was blind, but now I can see." The Pharisees kept asking more questions. They even brought the man's parents in to ask them questions, but they wouldn't answer because they were afraid of the Pharisees. Finally, the man had enough and yelled,
Listen!
"Look, I told you once. Why do you want to hear it again? If this man were not from God, he couldn't have made me see." Pharisees were so mad at the man for saying this that they threw him out of the synagogue. Jesus heard what happened.
Oh, hey there.
And he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you."
Wow!
"Yes, Lord, I believe." And he worshipped Jesus.
And we thank God for God's word to us today in the video. I have a couple of blindfolds. Who wants to be blind? No, oh, that was far quicker an answer than I expected. Okay. There's one. You can hand up very quickly. You can put one on. Anybody in back there? Shannon, why don't you come get one? Any adults want a blindfold? See? Sorry, do not see. Anyone? There as well? Okay. Cool. And him. Which other ones do we have here? I have earplugs, but that's not really what we... It's from a Qantas airline bag that makes sense, hey? Okay, so there's those five. Those who have blindfolds, can you put them on and tell me how it feels? Any answers for anyone with a blindfold? Can't see anything, okay? And what's it like not being able to see? It's very dark. Okay, so there's darkness when you can't see. What else? Any other thoughts? Who here would like to, even if you've got, you don't have a blindfold, you want to give some answers, you can. But even though I'm supporting
It's boring because you can't see the colors.
Okay, you can't see the colors around you. Okay, Shannon? You can have a nap. Okay. That's not really...
It makes you feel insecure.
It makes you feel insecure. Okay. Yes, it does, hey? So blindness is not nice. It's not good, hey? Okay, those are the blindfolds. You can take them off again. Thank you. No napping, Shannon. Just drag that one out there. Oh, these guys are on the seat. Tell us. Yeah, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel nice, it's not good for your eyes.
It's one of your five senses.
Okay, one of your five senses is off, so one fifth down. That's not a good place to be. Okay, so yeah, you don't feel nice, you don't feel good, you feel insecure, you don't get to experience the colors around you. There's one fifth less of your senses in the world, and you're not engaging well and seeing and being involved in the world well. Is that right? Okay, so for this man in our story, he wasn't in a good place. Is that right? He wasn't as happy. He wasn't as involved in the world as he could be. Yeah? Am I right? Okay, so this story is a story about Jesus healing the blind man. So the first thing we see is that Jesus is a healer. Jesus wants us to have all five senses working well. He wants our whole body to be happy and healthy. Okay, now another question, and I need some answers. This is for everyone from all over. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're sitting. Give me some answers on this. Tell me fun facts about our eyes. I have two great facts. So who else can give me some fun facts? So we have first, then there, then we'll go to the back and around.
Your eyes are very important for your body because you can't see, and then if you cross the street, then you don't see a lot of good things.
Okay, so they're very important because they help us to see. Okay, we're going to go around kind of as the hand frames up. Right over there. In the corner there? They come in different colors. Different color eyes? Yes? Okay? Great. We have a hand up at the back there, so we're going to go this way and then come around. Yeah. That's fine. Did you know that? That when the light comes into our eyes, the way that it works is that it turns the image upside down because it goes in the bottom and the top, and it's funny and it's complicated. But then our brain actually flips the image around and it makes it the right way around again. And we see everything right way up. Did you know that?
Yes.
That's a fun fact. Okay, at the back.
The retina of the eye is a unique image, like a fingerprint. So it may have a retinal scan. So if you think about
Yeah, it's a miracle that God made every one of us unique. Our fingerprints, our eyeball, our retina patterns. There's a whole lot of unique stuff about us. Yeah, so that's right. Unique retina pattern. Okay, we'll come back to you again, Chan.
There's a saying, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
That's right. In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And that means that if other people around you can't see and you have even just one eye, not perfect, not 100%, but a little bit more than somebody else, then you can help others and get stuff moving and going. There's somebody over here. Did you have a hand? No, somebody else had their hand up over here. Okay, we're going to take one, two, three. Okay, there's more than I thought. More facts than I thought there would be. Okay, yes. Okay, if you're swimming under the water, then the water makes our eyes go a bit funny. Hey, you can't see so well.
Different types of eyes help us do different things during the day. So darker eyes, because they darken more sunlight, they're better for sleep during the day. Lighter eyes are better for sleep
at night. Okay. That's interesting, hey? Okay.
The taste of our retina is causes a blind spot. So there's actually a part that we can't see that our brain still calls it.
I didn't know that. That's a fun one. Okay. So there's a blind spot in your eye. Really? Wow. Okay. But our brain figures it out and puts the image in place. Okay. So our brain's working together. Yes.
You need a certain amount of sunlight coming into your eyes, light coming into your eyes, to keep your spirits up. That's why in the Scandinavian countries and very north of the Scandinavian countries, they get something called seasonal affective disorder, which means they're not getting enough sunlight in the day, there's not enough hours of sunshine in the day, or the sun's coming to their eyes, and they all get depressed.
Huh. Okay, so you need, your body needs a certain amount of sunlight coming into your eyes every day for you to be happy. Okay, then the last one, and then I've got two facts.
You can actually see your entire nose, but your brain
uses your eyes. Your eyes see more than you think, that's right. So even with me, I have glasses and it took me a long time to get used to them, and you can see your nose all the time, but your brain blocks that out. So actually, your brain does quite a lot, hey? And your eyes don't do as much as we think it does. Okay. So the two facts that I have, the one is that you have muscles at the back of your eyes that never rest. They are working all the time. They never stop. And they never get tired, which is one of the only parts of the body that never gets tired. So even when you're sleeping, your eyes are moving and those muscles are moving and they move all the time. They never stop. But they never get tired. And now, suddenly, I'm not finding my note for the other one. Oh, yes, of course. We have two eyes to give us what we call 3D perspective. If you close just one eye, you can't see things near or far. It's hard to judge how far away they are. You need both in order to make the full picture and in order to see in depth. Okay, so we have all these facts about eyes. Thank you very much for sharing. Give yourselves a round of applause. Well done. Lots of fun stuff. If nothing else, we've learned about our eyes today. Okay, but today's gospel story is about Jesus healing a man who was blind. So imagine all those things that man couldn't experience. He couldn't see it, and even though his body was still okay, his eyes weren't well. And so when Jesus came to him, Jesus spat on the floor, made some mud, and then rubbed it in his eyes. Is that a ew? Ew! But at the same time, Jesus did this so that the man could be healed. So even though it's a bit ew at the beginning, it's good at the end. And a good thing came out of this. I want us to do something else as well. I've got a little experiment for us. Do you believe that I can make part of your hand disappear?
Yes.
It looks like some kids have already done this experiment. I'm going to get some adults to do some experiments with me too. Okay, Gray, can you come hand out some of these to the younger kids?
Sure, bro.
And then to some adults, I'm going to ask you, would you mind taking some pieces of paper? You don't have to, go on to maybe get something next to you. So take some papers. And can you blow up for me a tube, a longer tube? Let me hand out. For those of you who have a little piece of paper, like I said, you can share this afterwards. I want you to, if you can, can you roll it up? And then, can you put it to one eye and have both eyes open? Okay, both eyes open, one eye. Then can you take your hand and can you place it at the end of the paper or the toilet roll? And then can you look forward? Okay. Some people are having a bit of a freak out. You got it? Okay.
And you can tell me what's happening.
I'm looking through my hand.
Okay. Is there a hole in the middle of your hand? Like that. So nice and go in front of the paper, in front of the hole. And just go next to it. Is there a hole in your hand? Okay. So sometimes in our lives, our hearts are like our hands. There's a bit of a hole in there. Okay. So try this experiment. So you see, my hand is at the side of the paper, and both eyes, and I'm looking forward, and it looks like there's a hole. I'm looking at half of you through my hand, which is very strange to me. Okay. So sometimes our heart, is it happening for the kids? You're getting it right. Yeah? There's a hole in your hand. A part of your hand is missing. Okay. So sometimes in our life, there's something missing, and there's a hole in our eyes, in our hand, and there's something that isn't there. When Jesus came to this man, he saw him and he saw there was something missing. Something wasn't right. And he healed him. And he healed him so that he could become right in his body, but also that he could become right with God. There was something in his heart that was missing as well. He didn't know who Jesus was. He didn't know that Jesus had come to help and to heal and to save people. And when Jesus came and spoke to him, healed his eyes, something amazing happened. It healed his heart as well. Not just his eyes, but his heart was healed at the same time. So we see what happened with this man is that he was then able to not just see Jesus, but to see Jesus. Does that make sense to you? He could see Jesus with his heart because Jesus had helped him and shown him what it meant to live better. Then something else happened. There were some very mean people at the time who said to the man, "This is not okay. It's not okay that you can see. If you were healed of something that wasn't, if you were blind and somebody healed you and they did it on a Tuesday, would that be okay? If they did it on a Thursday, would that be okay? No. If they did it on a Saturday, would that be okay? If they did it on a Sunday, would that be okay? Yes, it would be. But some people decided, no, that's not okay. You were healed on a Sunday, and that's not a good thing. And so we see in their hearts, they didn't see the miracle. They didn't see the amazingness of what had just happened. That this man's eyes were healed, and his heart was healed. But for some people, even though their eyes were okay, their heart wasn't healed. And they didn't believe that it was a good thing that this man who was blind and Jesus made see, they didn't see that as a good thing. Have you ever experienced that sometimes where somebody says to you, "I see something good that's happened, but even so, I'm not happy for you"? You ever had that before? We experience it in life quite a lot. And so Jesus wants us to see that healing is important, our eyes and our hearts. Jesus wants us to see that it doesn't matter what day it happens on, that it's important anyway, that Jesus wants each one of us to be healed in our hearts. And the bigger thing, and maybe for the adults this morning, is to remind us to say that it's eyes and heart. That Jesus healed a physical part of somebody and their heart changed. And it's the same thing for us. When we encounter and experience Jesus in a healing way, and Jesus heals one part of our life, other parts of our life begin to change as well. And we're excited about that because Jesus doesn't just see one part of us. Jesus sees all of us and is able to heal and to hold everything within us. I hope this story reminds us of that. And I hope that this video, this service, this being together in community helps us to do that. Don't let others say that just because Jesus only healed one part of you, that another part of you isn't able to be healed as well. I hope and pray we hear that today. For the rest of us, for all of us,
Jesus healed a man who was blind in his eyes, and he managed to heal his heart at the same time. We saw in the video at the end, the man was very excited to meet Jesus and to say, I know that you are Jesus, you are the Messiah, the one who has come to save and to heal everyone. And I hope that we hear those messages today. Are you with me? You're with me. Excellent.